The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions, that's daily devotions, become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Take a look around and you'll know life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, wait, there's more. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's a good one. You guys will like this one. Which area do we need to have more joy in? Which area in our lives do we need to have more joy in? That's the question that we're asking. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just reach out to us. Give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, talking to Jammin' Jacob, let's see how old you guys really are. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling groovy. Yeah, see that? That's a good one.
Aww.
You're just looking at me going, what are you talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's something they say in the 70s. That's about it.
That's kind of it. Feeling groovy. Da, 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 da,
is that a song? Da, da, or
yeah,
is it?
It's a song.
Okay.
Talking to Jim and Jacob's like, feeling groovy. That's awesome. Let me make this very simple for you. If you want to reach out to us by phone, you can do that live right now. I got some very, very intellectual information to share. It is 11:35 in San Diego. It's 1:35 in Dallas. And you know what time it is on the moon? I actually know. There is no actual schematic time frame for the moon because of its rotation and where it is in position to the Earth. So it's not in any set standard time zone. So the time on the moon is a big fat who knows. That's what time it is on the moon. That's actually from NASA, in case you want to know that.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You know what time it is on the moon? We have no idea. Don't you love that? Okay, so anyhow, you can right now call us 972-445-0770. You can text us. That's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, 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 @hemustincrease.org, @hemustincrease.org. So you can either call us, text us, or email us. Any of those will work. I have some new information I'm going to share in about 8 or 9 minutes about our giving situation, in the sense of we've created some new stuff. So, yeah, let's just keep on that. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I do want everybody to know, so we are praying for baby Remy, and we want to keep praying, and we want to keep praying for one another. So something that I want you guys to do, and we haven't talked a lot about it, but in December, you got the rest of this month to go, as you're listening to people on the radio and you hear their voice, you just, like, sometimes you just got to think, you know what? You know what? I'm going to pray for that person. And you know what? You should. And we should be all sensitive enough to understand that there's a December buddy out there through the radio group, then, you know, all different denominations, all different backgrounds, all different everythings. You can pick up on somebody and say, I'm going to pray for that person. So does that mean that you have to build a monument to that time of prayer? No. It means you need to mention them before the Lord, asking God to move upon their lives, asking them to be blessed, filled with faith, encouragement, whatever the case may be. That is a great thing to do, because it fulfills the law of Christ, and it's exactly what Jesus wants you to do. Be a neighbor to those he brings into your lives. And so when you hear people's voices on the radio, he's bringing people into your lives. So you can reach out to us, but I want to put that on you, because it's really important that we all pray for one another, because as the time gets nearer and the Lord draws down on his return and it gets closer and closer, we are going to need to support one another deeper and deeper and deeper. So let's just get that going, get that into our hearts and minds. Again, if you've got a praise report, you gotta call. Now, somebody's calling right now. They might have a praise report. They might have a prayer request. I don't know. But if you've got a praise report and you're looking for a place to share it, this is a great opportunity. If you've got a prayer request and you're looking for an opportunity to have other people join your faith, great opportunity. This is phenomenal, because people love to hear the things that God is doing. You got something you just want to ask, something that's on your mind, something you want to share. It's not a kvetch fest. Okay, and by that I say, it's not a wah, wah, wah. And everybody's got enough wine. We give it a little cheese with that wine. You can keep it to yourself. What we're looking for is people to encourage one another and strengthen one another. That's where we're heading down that road. So reach out to us, okay? Oh, by the way, Remy is short for Remington. Well, that's good to know, Deb. I didn't know that. Deb's letting me know that right now. All right, everything good on your end there? Are we all good, Jacob? Everything okie dokie? Anything I got to know?
Yeah, just a weird call. Okay. We'll get to it during the break.
Weird call. Okay, so listen, if you call, two things I want to tell you when you call. One, don't tell your entire life story to Jacob. He doesn't have the time between that and putting you on the air. He doesn't need to know. In 1939, I was born as the wind was dirt. Don't do that. And then number two, if you call and you don't get through, call back. That's how that works. All right, we're going to get into the text, because, man, this stuff is lights out fantastic. And I want you to really understand what we're doing here. We're in Psalm 45, verse 1. And for those that do not know, David wrote the majority of the Psalms, but also the sons of Korah wrote a large number of songs. In Psalm 45, this is actually, there's a lot of connection to the Messiah and the bride. It's because it's a king marriage psalm. So you know how everybody's reading 1 Corinthians 13 for marriage? They should probably read this one. But this is a wonderful piece. I want to get into it and show you something that's very important that theologically is going to challenge some of you that are a little too unaware that God understands the human experience. So let me start off with Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. and in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Wow. First, let's talk about one of my big debates that I had in my master's program in at Regent University, which was one of my greatest delights. And that was, we had a discussion about the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon, as you have probably read or are aware, is the story of a man and a woman and their courtship. So what the church often does, which is okay to a degree, is over-spiritualizes by saying everything in the Bible is only related to Christ. And it's like, you know, God created man and woman, and he created that passion that goes between them, and he created them to enjoy each other, which is what the entire Song of Solomon is about. And when the Song of Solomon is describing body parts, which it does specifically, I'm pretty sure that's not a reference to Jesus. It's a reference to God saying, yep, I did a pretty good job putting you guys together, and you guys appreciate one another, and I think that's cool. This is along those same lines. This is a psalm. God is in the midst of the psalm, but it's about the greatness of life and the greatness of engagement and the greatness of taking care of one another, having relationships, and loving one another. And oh, by the way, there is no error in that whatsoever. So I want to talk about this very first line because this one gets skipped a lot. The opening line itself is so interesting. The author expresses his heart is brimming with a good theme, indicating that something positive is brewing in his mind and heart. Now, interesting, the interesting part about that is this song revolves around a marital setting, as I had mentioned. I mentioned this positively to caution us against times when our hearts and minds are filled with negative themes. Right here, the author's going, man, my heart is overflowing with a good theme. But there are many times when you and I are walking and we go through the day, and whether we get a splinter underneath our thumb because we hit the carving board by accident, or whether something happens that we don't like, or whether your phone breaks, or whether somebody's in the hospital, or somebody's relationship is struggling, when any of those things happen, it's easy for us to get going on bad and negative and dark themes. So my question to you before we get into the teaching part is simply this. What kind of themes are occupying your mind? Are they biblical themes? Or are they dark themes? Are they powerful kingdom themes? Or are they flesh themes? The author, one of the sons of Korah, says, this theme I got cooking in my mind and in my heart right now, it's a good theme. It's a good theme. What's it about? It's about marriage. It's a good thing. You need to be aware of what kind of, see, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You got a lot of dark cooking in your mind? That darkness is going to produce a lot of dark fruit. So don't do that. You mean I can control what my thoughts are? Yes. Well, you're trying to tell me, yes, if you can't as a Christian, then Jesus is a liar. Pick you or him. Okay? Just making sure we get that right. So he says this, my heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Then he starts talking about the cool things about the king. You're fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon you. Gird your sword upon your thigh. Oh, that's awesome. Then he says this, and this is the part where people lose it. Here we go. Verse 4, and in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. Stop. In this entire psalm, there's two main parties. There's the king and the bride. Three excellent points are made when referring to the king. Those connected to the king riding prosperously. What do you mean he's riding prosperously? He won the lotto? What happened? He's riding prosperously, which is defined by riding in truth, riding in humility, and riding in righteousness. That is one of the biblical definitions of prosperously. It's not often you hear prosperity preached as humility and truth and righteousness, and yet here it is explicit in Psalm 45. There is a prosper element for the Christians. And every time you hear the word prosper, especially in this country, we think of money. We do. Come on. Don't lie. But Scripture wants us to grow up and be mature. And the Scripture says, look, riding in truth, riding in humility, riding in righteousness, that's prosperity. That's how God sees prosperity. I think God sees the money issue. He wants you to be like the Jesus issue. You get it? And that, my friends, is an excellent theme to get going for and have something cooking in your mind. Let's get ready now for our first trivia question. I love stuff like this because I don't get to teach it very often. It's like so weird. It's like, yeah, I know, but that's so cool. Anyhow, here's your first trivia question. Let's see if you can get this. Pretty straightforward. What happened to Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai? Well, this is referring to the second time. It's Exodus 34:29. What happened to Moses? Number one, his back hurt. I know that'd have been me coming down from the Sinai, not Moses. Number two, his face shone or glowed. Shone's a little more King James's. Or number three, his hair glowed. So his back hurt, his face shone, or his hair glowed. Which of those happened to Mo when he came back down from the mountain? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Now, I'm going to send you up to the website, and I have some very interesting news to tell you about something new that's on the website. What? Something new? Right. You'll understand this when we get there. On the website are opportunities for you to, if you have a praise report, you can fill it out. That way you don't have to do it on the air. If you have a prayer request, you can do the same thing, okay? You can do praise report, prayer request, just a question, whatever. You can fill out those forms. Just ask a question. It's fine. You have the opportunity to make it public, to make it private. That's always been there. But now on the donate page, and I'll give my props to Al, who was the first person to use this, there is an additional system for collecting funds that is easier than the prior system. So if you're used to PayPal, just use PayPal. But if you want to try the new system, it does take a $5 minimum. I'm just telling you. But on there, you go to donate. You check out the new form. I asked Al, and he said it was easy. So I'm assuming it was easy. It was easy when I used it. It's on the donate page. You go to the website. You hit donate. You look at it. It's the very top one. It shouldn't be complex. It should be straightforward. So for those that are like, yeah, I don't mind giving, but I'm not comfortable with PayPal, try this new system because it's super duper duper easy. And you can just try it to see if you like it. And if something goes wrong, let me know because we're still trying to make it, you know, work. Get it? So if you are in the mood to give or you are moved to give, check it out on our website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's what I said. Okay, back to the trivia question. I'm pretty happy about that new little thing. I got to put it up there myself. I had to have Joshua help me with one thing, though, because I ruined all the colors on the page. You see, there's only so much I can do. then you step into technology, and like Dave goes, uh-oh, what button did I push?
He said, okay, I'm lost.
That's right. It's so sad. I will say, though, on the positive note, that Bert has been completely forgiven and all is well in the home. Okay? All right, just letting you know. He slept, he literally slept next to me. He had his two paws and his head on my shoulder last night sleeping. And then he started kicking me. And that's different. We'll deal with that later. Okay, so the trivia question. What happened to Moses when he came down from the Mount Sinai from the second time? Exodus 34:29 is your reference point. His back hurt. See, it didn't say when David came down the mountain, did it? His face glowed or his hair glowed? That's the question for you. Your opportunity to answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. If nobody calls in, we have the pink ping pong ball, which will save our lives. And so I will not forget to give you the answer. Back to the text, because I actually really like this text. I just want you guys to get this. This part that we're going to get into right now, this is the part in the text where Jesus is at the front and center. It's not that the texts don't include Jesus. It's just that you can't say, well, he's not really talking about marriage. It's like, well, that's ridiculous. Verse 4, when it says, "Your majesty rides prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness, and your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The people fall under you." Look at verse 6. "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Here is a reference to Jesus Christ. Verse 6 quotes the Hebrews chapter 1, which says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of your righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." This is a direct reference to Jesus Christ. His scepter symbolizes righteousness. I want you to get this. Super important. He says, "You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Your scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Righteousness is granted to us through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And that righteousness that's poured upon us positionally is then practically worked out in us as he nurtures us to become more Christ-like. The definition of the throne of Jesus is that it is eternal and it is a righteousness. And that righteousness, which is his scepter, I mean, is that cool or what? The righteousness of Jesus, which is his scepter, which gives us access to the throne forever and ever, that's what it's referring to, connecting that to the majesty of a king. And also here now, connecting it to the bride of Christ. It's not how the psalm started, but it's where the psalm goes at this point. That's what's cool, is as the Lord is having the writer write, he then introduces the messianic theme in the midst of it. All right, somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Or is it a general question? Or yes? Yes. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Brother Ace.
Hello, Brother Ace. How are you?
I've just been in intensive care with my heart just about gone. So yeah, I've had a tough weekend, but everything's good. Just got through doing a concert, so I feel good. So I guess I'm not that bad off.
All right, but, so we're going to pray for you, that's for sure, right?
Absolutely, I mean, yeah. And that 95% blockage in my arteries, so.
Yep, all right.
I'm in step away from death, but I'm okay. I'm all right.
The prognosis is what, though? What is it moving forward?
Well, it's for bypass surgery, where we're at right now. But I'm still trusting my Father in heaven, his Son, and I'm just going to trust him. I walked out and I said, no, I think I'll trust my God.
Amen.
And, go from there.
Amen. And we will not stop praying for you and petitioning for you. We love you, brother. I mean, you are. And when you got stuff going on like that, you call, leave a message at the station. You text me. You reach out to me. Let me know. And I will put that on prayer alert throughout the nation.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. I thought about that. And I meant to call you. I just kept missing it. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate that.
Let's do the trivia and then let's pray for you. You ready for the triv?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. What happened to Mo when he came down the mountain from Sinai? Did his back hurt, did his face glow, or did his hair glow?
Well, we know his face glowed.
That is correct, if I know! That's why I said it wasn't me going down the mountain, because then that would have been the first one. My back hurt. All right, let me pray over you, brother. I want to pray that everybody join their faith, and let's do it. And we're going to keep praying for Brother Ace. Everybody's making that commitment right now to pray for him every day until we keep hearing from him. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. This is precious Brother Ace. We love this man. We love this brother. He is not just a great child of yours. He's a great brother in the Lord. And we are asking you, by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would bring healing into his body that he has never known before. And he would know it's the power that comes from you, and you would do it because you are Jehovah Rapha, and you would do it because of the stripes of Jesus Christ, and you would do it because you know, and you can, and we believe. And we ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Love you, brother.
We love you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. If you're in San Diego, you can keep listening to the show by going to HeMustIncrease.org. Hit live. If you're in Dallas, hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Here's what I want you to get. Here's what I want you to understand. Bad news does not necessitate that there is nowhere else to go except to weep. In Psalm 112, verse 7, the scripture says, he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. It's not pie in the sky to look at the situation and go, gosh, it's terrible, but I'm going to hold hope because hope is the only thing I have to move past it. If it never comes about, that's fine. But I'm going to live every day believing that there's a better tomorrow. When people think of that, they think, "Oh, Christianity, it's a crutch. It's the opiate of the people," is what Karl Marx said. It takes more guts, more strength, more determination in this day and age to be a Christian and to stand in your faith than it does to be any other thing that there is, because it's the Christians who are under persecution, and it's the people of faith that are getting slaughtered, and oh, by the way, throughout the world that's taking place.